Daí você não ouve. Não ouve de novo. We had a few messages in the past about the promises of God. Today we have the promise of the Holy Spirit. The Bible text is from John chapter 14, verses 25 and 26. It says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Amen. Mm-hmm. The greatest thing that God has done for us is to give us the Holy Spirit. He poured the Holy Spirit upon us and make it possible that we can have the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the Almighty Spirit of God. He is the one who communicates the presence of God. So many Christians have never really known the importance of all that. It was the Spirit's indwelling in Jesus that made him what he was. That's the Spirit that makes us children of God today. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He is one with the Father and the Son. He is neither less important nor less powerful. He is God, co-equal with the Father and the Son. Right from the beginning of the Scriptures, we are introduced to the person of the Holy Spirit, and throughout the Scripture, we are further acquainted with Him, His power, and His person. In all of these, His ministry is clearly revealed. Not to exalt himself, but to lead us and reveal us to us the person of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." The ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the Christian is so vital. That is why Paul gave us the all-important charge to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. He also prayed concerning the communion of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 13:14, we read, "May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us, with you all." Amen. Glory to God. This is talking about a relationship, a fellowship that we have with the Holy Spirit. For He is a person, and you maintain a relationship with Him. You can talk to Him and commune with Him. Many have missed the blessing of such a communion because they have not taken time to understand the Holy Spirit. But when you know the Holy Spirit and recognize the importance of communing with Him, you constantly desire to have the fullness of the Spirit, and then you will experience the blessing of that wonderful fellowship. As you yield to the influence of the Holy Spirit, He will bring about a great and amazing transformation in our lives. This is the first thing that the Holy Spirit does in your life. He brings you into God's presence. And when he does, you will no longer be alone in this cold world. You know always the Holy Spirit is with me. He is the one who brings us the presence of God and makes it real to us. In the Old Testament, the Father and the Bible calls him the angel of the presence. The Holy Spirit is not an angel, but angel, another word, is messenger. He's the messenger of the the conveyor of God's presence. He is one who carries the presence of God from place to place all over the world and brings it into our presence today. That's the reason we can know that Jesus is real. And that is the reason why we believe in the Word of God. When we pray, it's the Holy Spirit who makes the divine presence real to us, to our spirits. Then we seem like feeling closer to God. We are spiritually overwhelmed with divine power, with His glory. God is omnipresent, but His manifested presence is not everywhere. The Holy Spirit is one who manifests God's presence. So I say it again, the Holy Spirit manifests God's presence. He brings to us an awareness of the power of God and makes God's presence real to us. And that reality of His presence stirs up faith in us, which is a necessary spark for the miraculous. God's presence is the life of a believer. In the life of a believer is very, very important. David understood the importance of the presence in his life. This is why he cried out to God, do not take his spirit away from him, after he had sinned with Bathsheba. It says in Psalm 51 verse 11, cast me not away from your presence and take your Holy Spirit from me. From the scripture we see that there is a connection between the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. However, no Christian needs to pray that prayer today. Because even when it happens that you fall into sin, because the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in you, and Jesus said, He shall abide with you forever. So the Holy Spirit is with you forever. Moses also recognized the importance of the divine presence. He prayed. He never wanted to move without the assurance of God's presence. And so it says in Exodus 33, verse 15, and he said to him, if your presence will not go with me, do not bring me up from here. That is what our lives ought to be like. We must always have an assurance of God's presence with us in everything we do, in every decision we make, because in Him we live and move and have our being. The Holy Spirit is a message of God's presence, and God's presence brings joy into the heart of the believer. The Bible says in Psalm 16 verse 11, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is a fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. In your presence, there is joy. Praise the Lord. Joy is a fruit in the human spirit, and it is independent of circumstances. You may have heard something, bad news, or something that makes you sad or disturbs your spirit. But when you allow yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you bring God's presence into you, where you experience the fullness of joy and pleasure evermore, despite all that happens. In the Bible it says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." The Holy Spirit brings to us the joy of God's presence. Praise the Lord. He is always here. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12, it says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God." This is one of the most profound things the Holy Spirit does to us. When He comes into your life, God ceases to be a mystery. He is the one who lets you know who God is. He teaches you the Word of God and He guides you. You will never walk in the wilderness of life anymore, because there will be the light all the time. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He reveals God's word to us. The Holy Spirit unveils God's word to us. He reveals the things of God to us. We can read in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The things of God can only be spiritually discerned and understood. That is why we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. He will teach you and unveil the things of God to your spirit. Jesus said in John 14:26, "But the Helper, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And also in John 16:13, it says, "However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you to all the truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." Amen. The Comforter is the Spirit of truth, which means the Spirit of reality. The Word of God is truth. And it is the Holy Spirit that guides you into the reality. In other words, all the things you can see or relate to in this world are only a shadow. If you want to know reality, it has to be by the Holy Spirit. He has to reveal the real things of life to us. It's the Holy Spirit who does it. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he will show you things to come, and you will no longer be in the dark. You will no longer walk in confusion, but live each day in the light. Praise God. You will face the future with faith and confidence. He is the spirit of reality. Now you can know the things that are given to you by of God, those things that God has made available through His gospel. You can know them because His Spirit will enlighten you, and then you can take advantage of them. He will teach you the word and bring understanding to you. We read in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 to 13. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand that the things freely given to us by God, and we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. Praise the Lord. This is beautiful. God has given us the Holy Spirit so that we do not remain in ignorance. We can know the mind of God. We can understand the things of the Spirit of God, because we have the Spirit in us who unveils the things and the truth of God. God is not trying to hide things from us. Those things which eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, and the minds of men have not comprehended, these things God has prepared for those who love Him, who have been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. God is no longer a mystery to us. He can be a mystery to those who don't have the Holy Spirit in their lives. But a Christian who has the Spirit of God in his life, nothing is hidden anymore. God in himself said, neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my Spirit upon the house of Israel. Do you understand this? Neither will I hide my face anymore from them, because I have put my Spirit in them. So God actually says, I cannot hide from them anymore, because my Spirit is in them, and the Spirit in them will reveal it to them. There's an anointing of the Spirit of God that brings you in your life. That anointing gives you insight into the things of God. It opens the mind of God to you and unveils the riches of His glory to you. God said, I will no longer hide my face from them because of the outpouring of His Spirit. That outpouring is still on today. I feel sorry for the person who doesn't have the Holy Spirit, For we live in a day you cannot live without the Holy Spirit. There are too many problems. But thanks be unto God, because there's an opportunity today for everyone to be filled with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Even the Holy Spirit comes into your life and you will see visions and dreams. You will have revelations and you will no longer be in the dark. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Before things happen in your life, already you know. You know in advance. You will have a direction in life, and you know where you are going. Through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will receive ideas, directions, guidance on what to do in this world of turmoil. Divine wisdom will come to you because of the anointing. Your mind will be anointed to think and receive revelation, and you will never run short of ideas of what to do. The anointing puts you over because you belong in the kingdom of wisdom and knowledge. One very important aspect of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is that He causes us to see. He causes us to see. He causes the individual to see, understand truth. A man without the Holy Spirit is a blind person. He may not know it, but that's what blindness is all about. A blind man is not just someone who cannot see. He can see all right, but he cannot see God. It's the same thing in the realm of the spirit. A blind man in the realm of the spirit is one who doesn't see the things of the spirit. He cannot see the things of the Spirit of God. But when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you will no longer be blind, because He will cause you to see what other people cannot see. Every Christian needs to depend on the ministry of the Holy Spirit to help him understand the truth and to respond accordingly. Anything in this life, anything about life, anything about God, anything at all, the Holy Spirit can teach you if you ask Him or receive from Him. He will open up the Word of God to you and unveil the realities of God to you. He will be your teacher. He will let you know what to do. When the Holy Spirit takes over your life, you will be different. Therefore, it is important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't make Him sad, but do what He tells you to do. When Paul said, "Be filled with the Spirit," he meant that you can do something about that. You can do something about being filled with the Spirit. The Bible says, "Keep in step with the Spirit." If you keep in step, you are keep being fulfilled. That is needed to be filled with the Spirit of God continuously.